This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Game number two, and I'm going to brand it the most relaxing playoff game of all time.
You said it yesterday, and you are not wrong. I don't know if it's the most relaxing of all time, but right now in this moment and what they're going through and where they are in this series, I'm thinking about worst case scenario outside of another. I don't even want to mention what it would be, but if somebody were to sustain a certain something, that would make it to where it would not be so relaxing. But if you go out and you play basketball and you lose a game because the team that you're playing basketball against is better than you, big deal, big fish dinner.
Well, but that's only, it's only like, quote unquote, shrug shoulders, big deal, because it's game two. I'm not going to say that about all the games.
It's a pivotal game. The even numbered games are always the most pivotal game.
But it's actually, this is only, the opportunity tonight is for the Warriors, not for the Wolves. The Wolves are, do you remember, you ever see Shawshank Redemption?
Many times.
Remember the little tunnel that Andy climbs through to get out of the prison? That's where the Wolves are. If they lose tonight, you're in a big old tube full of you-know-what.
Yeah.
If you lose this basketball game tonight. The Warriors are just on a plane home, and what happened will be what everybody's expecting to happen if they lose this game tonight. I'm telling you, man, do not believe that this doesn't mean wherever Christy and I decide to watch this tonight, and we are on the search. We are still on the search.
You guys are watch party free agents?
We are. We've sort of decided to make these Warrior playoffs a little tour, a tour of all kinds of, like, where can we go watch the game? So if you've got a good idea, and I don't want it to be all, like, we're not going to Santa Cruz. We got to get there by game time. So tonight may not be the night to, like, tell us everything, but Saturday night, we could go anywhere. We could go anywhere, and we're picking different places to go for every single game. So would love your thoughts. Hit us up with that. Wherever we go watch this thing tonight, I'm going to kick my feet up. I will pump my fist if the Warriors take a lead. I will yelp. I will scream. I will sweat all those things. But if the Warriors lose this basketball game, it's okay. It's okay. It's not okay for Minnesota if they lose this game.
It's probably not.
And that makes it the most, I didn't call it just overall relaxing, but it's the most relaxing playoff game that the Warriors have had yet.
In a long time. Yeah, without a doubt. I mean, even when they were up, 3-1 on Houston, that wasn't really that relaxing because you were on the road and, you know, you'd like to close it out, but, you know, you realize that you go to Houston and you don't win. Okay, now it's game six, and that's not relaxing because if you lose that game six, God forbid, you got to go to Houston. And you said it, and I kind of co-signed of like, oh God, if they lose, then you got to go back to Houston. I don't like their chances. So there's nothing relaxing about being up 3-1 with a game five on the road against a team that is young and hungry. And this one, yeah, it's a little bit relaxing. Of course, the Warriors want to win. There's no one right now in Minneapolis in a Warrior jersey thinking, you know what? We're just going to Netflix and chill this thing.
No, definitely not.
Because we don't even really mind. Well, we don't have Steph, and so we might as well go out there and lose quick. But as a fan, I'm kind of with you where if they do lose And I've predicted already, and I'm not going to do this the whole show because I don't want to be in a negative mind space, but I do think that Minnesota is set up to win this game.
You think they're going to win by 30?
Yeah, probably. Maybe 35.
They might.
Could be 40.
They might. They might. And if they do, I will not go home discouraged.
And nor will we come in tomorrow if Buddy goes 0 for 11 from 3.
Never going to be mad about Buddy again.
Never, bro.
Never.
Never.
His name is Buddy, and he is a Warriors.
I just wonder about the starting lineup, and we can get into it as we get closer to tip-off time. And
my name is Buddy.
Thank you, Buddy.
Your thoughts at 888-957-9570, but like, who do you start if you're Steve Kerr? You don't have the chef, and you're going to have Jimmy and Draymond and Buddy. And
Jimmy, Draymond, and Buddy.
Pods?
Right.
And?
Pods. Oof. Small lineup. Yeah. You could throw Pat Spencer out there.
My fault.
Maybe GP2.
Nice.
Maybe Kevon Looney.
Right?
I don't know. I mean, I get the intrigue.
It's intriguing.
Yeah, it's intriguing. I don't know how much it matters. I think that tonight is a night where the Warriors get to experiment a little bit. They're going to have to experiment with some new rotations. And so there will be a process of seeing what works, what looks good, what doesn't. I'm preparing myself for 3 to 4 minute stretches where the Warriors not only don't score, but it looks ugly. There might be shot clock violations. I'm preparing myself for these things. So mentally, tonight is okay. Now, with that said, what do you think about the premise that I threw out on the crossover? And we'd love to hear from you. 888-957-9570. At 3 o'clock, we're going to let you hear everything that Steph Curry had to say with his media availability. At 3:30, Bob Fitzgerald is going to join us. At 4:30, it's Warriors Live. Today's going to move quick. We'd love to hear from you. We would suggest you get in now. 888-957-9570. I do think, in an odd way, there's a little bit better chance of either call it a Warrior win or just call it a tight, close game. I feel like there's a little bit of a better chance of that tonight because Steph is out. And that, please don't take that meaning that the Warriors are better without him. It just means that the ingredients of this stew have changed in a very, very significant way. And we know the flow of a playoff series. When the home team loses game one, they usually come back two nights later with a wrath never before seen in terms of the amount of desperation and energy they throw at you, and it's very hard to beat that. I know it's happened in the Eastern Conference in both series, but they were both weird games and totally gagged games by the home teams. So the reason I feel that, though, is I do think the mental approach to game two for the Warriors is very different now that Steph is out. You do not have the ability to take your foot off the gas and say, it's okay, we're heading home with a split, and we'll get them on Saturday night. Because let's be real, you may well be an underdog in every game the rest of the way. That's probable.
Yeah.
You'll be an underdog in every game for the rest of this series, or as long as Steph Curry is out. And so now you kind of play with that. You're like, if we need to get Steph back on this court, we have to take every opportunity to pluck a game off of these guys. Tonight is the first opportunity to do so. So you have to play, I think, a little bit with a little bit more drive and a little bit more focus than you would have if you were at full strength.
Sure, and that's great, and I do think that that's a reality, but also you're dealing with a couple of veterans and Jimmy and Draymond and Kevon certainly as well, and GP2, guys who understand the value of taking one out of two on the road, and I do think that there's a certain amount of a mentality of settling because you've already, quote, checked the box. You went to Minnesota, you stole one, and you don't have Steph Curry, your best player. So there's a little bit of a letdown mentality anyway when you're the road team who's already won a game. I do think about last night, Boston and New York, where New York had that mentality. And then they cut it to 12 or 13, and it's like, oh, you know what? We might actually be able to surge and win this, and they did, and they did. So the Warriors, I'm not going to say that they're going to fall down by 30 and lose by 50. And I was just being facetious earlier saying they're going to lose by 30.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
They might.
I do think
they might.
I mean, if I'm Minnesota and I look at what you've done, 12 of 76 from three, the last two games, I realize that you're probably better than that. And if you're Minnesota, this is not your last stand. It's not a must win. But you look at a team without Steph Curry and you've got to be licking your chops over the idea that this is the most winnable game of all the remaining games.
I'm glad you mentioned licking your chops because it's gravy time.
Mm.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Fridman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.